Welcome to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have on the phone with me now James Stajos, who is owner of American Eagle Superstore in Lansing. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Ah, fantastic, Cheryl. How are you this evening?
I'm very good. It's July 1st. This is Christmas for you.
It is. It's our busy season for sure.
Well, tell me how things are going at the stores today.
The stores are going very well, and I don't know if you know, but we have locations here in Michigan, Indiana, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania now, but all the stores are doing very well, actually.
Well, of course they are. What are some of the best sellers?
Well, you know, this time of year, obviously, it depends on the location, because, you know, the laws vary from state to state, obviously, but sparklers are always a favorite.
Sparklers. And we were just talking with Fire Marshal in East Lansing yesterday about safety with sparklers. So my audience is now well-groomed in how to be very careful with them.
Well, and you know, it's the funniest thing is it's the most legal item out there, but it also is the most dangerous of all the items we sell.
And it seems so innocuous, doesn't it?
It really does. Just the name of it, sparkler.
and of course, we all grew up with them. He had a great idea. He said, keep a bucket of water nearby, and as soon as they burn down, just drop them in. So,
and that's exactly what I do with my kids.
Well, very good. There's some interesting new legislation coming forth that may mean some of the fireworks that are in Indiana and Kentucky and Pennsylvania and your other stores may be coming to Michigan. What are your thoughts on the proposed legislation to kind of ramp up the different kinds of fireworks we can sell legally in the state of Michigan?
Well, you know, I've been pushing for this for quite a while, and I really feel last year's legislature dropped the ball on this whole deal. And it's funny because we're based here out of Michigan, but as I told you, we have locations all around the country. And in fact, we're moving a big base of our organization out of Lansing here now down to South Carolina just because of the laws. And this law is something that's needed to be done for a long time, and for whatever reason, it just keeps getting held up.
Do you think it might have a better chance this year?
Absolutely. This legislature or this legislative body seems much more receptive to it. And maybe part of the work was getting the policy in place and everything else, getting everybody comfortable with it.
So you see a boon in business if we can get this passed?
Huge. Absolute huge. I mean, Kentucky just legalized this last year, and, you know, in a short matter of time, we opened up 12 new stores there.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so you're
I'm still stuck with one store here in Michigan, and that same thing could have happened here last year, and it wouldn't have been just me. It would have been 20 other fireworks companies doing the same thing.
Well, I have a brother, James, that lives in Indiana, and of course, the minute we're on 69, the minute we get you know south of 94 in the interchange, there are stores all over selling fireworks, and we know, of course, they're coming back and forth across the border.
They are,
but the money is not coming to Michigan.
It is not. In fact, I own one of those stores right there.
Of course, you do.
So, I mean, you capitalize on it, and if you look at it, it's legal on all of our borders, whether it be Indiana, Ohio, Wisconsin, and now another thing that most people don't know is all the Indian reservations sell this stuff.
Oh, no, that I didn't know.
You know, because it's all federal law there, and these are all these devices are allowed by the feds.
It's state law that's held them back.
Yep, state law. And our state law at this point is 70 years old. It's antiquated. It doesn't even deal with many of the products that we sell today.
What do you think has held this legislation back in moving forward? I mean, you have stores in other states that sell the kinds that we're talking about that might be for sale here in Michigan. Are more people getting injured or killed? I mean, you're seeing it from both ends.
No. In fact, you know, everybody says, oh, these are bigger, more powerful fireworks. They are not. A sparkler is in the same class with these aerial devices, and it's, as you can imagine, you know, it's a highly regulated industry. And, you know, you see on the Today Show in the morning when CPSC gets on there about bunk beds and children's safety, Consumer Product Safety Commission is the same one that regulates our industry. So every item has to go through stringent testing before it's even allowed to come into the United States. So every one of these products is the safest it could possibly be.
And again, mentioning the Fire Marshal Bob Pratt, I talked with in East Lansing yesterday. I asked him about the subject of this proposed legislation, and he said at least the fireworks coming into the state would be transported safely. Now they're being put in people's trunks, and who knows, you know, how they're being carried. So it'd be much safer for them to be transported legally and then taken to the stores.
Well, it'd be much better to have it here, have it regulated. But there's also funding in place to help the fire marshal, you know, to enforce this, to make sure people are doing things appropriately and so that we don't have problems or injuries. And to get back to the injuries, if you look at the statistics that the feds put out, most fireworks injuries come from states where fireworks are illegal, which sounds counterintuitive, but most of those injuries are from homemade devices. If they can't get the basic, you know, legal items that the federal government allows, they end up making pipe bombs and things, and then those end up being called fireworks injuries, which we don't really care for, but that's the way they get classified.
Oh, that's an interesting point of view as well. That, yeah. And one of the things also, while we're talking about safety, James, and I'm guessing you'll agree, when folks buy fireworks, don't alter them. You know, use them the way they were intended and the way the package tells you.
There is no reason to alter any firework. It would not be a smart idea.
What are your best safety tips? Just kind of along those lines, use a little common sense?
The number one is common sense. Number two is adult supervision. If you do that, you're going to have a safe, fun 4th.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your time. I know this is as busy as it gets for you. Thank you so much for taking a few minutes today to talk with us. And we will follow this legislation as it goes through and talk with you again on the subject. Thank you very much, James.
I do, too. Thank you, Cheryl, for the interview. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. And have a wonderful and safe 4th.
You, too.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
We've been speaking with James Stajos, who is owner of American Eagle Superstore in Lansing. And as he said, stores in Indiana, Kentucky, and Pennsylvania as well. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS right after this.